To go with our new studio, our new show, and our new station, we also have a brand new podcast. There's a brand new episode every Friday, crowned with just some of the many best bits from that week's shows. The Chris Evans Breakfast Show podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, and all other favourite podcast apps. Subscribe to be sure to catch all episodes.
The best of the Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky on Virgin Radio.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson, hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to toe bin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Solo K with Wellington Dupre.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is just amazing. There's so many virgins, so many non-virgins. It's like a very important label that I'm learning about this year in 2019. And here I am with my gorgeous little partner and co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker. You can find Ben on YouTube because he's the creator of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. I mean, what the hell, Ben?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Cool. Bro.
Yeah, everyone go watch The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. It's an animated series that's pretty much a parody of Real Housewives of New York. So go check that out on YouTube because it's really fun and I'm enjoying doing them and it's really cool to see people watching them. So that's on YouTube. Whoa. And then you guys, we are like 2 days away from our first Dallas show ever. We're doing 2 Dallas shows this weekend. The Saturday night show sold out like this. Which was awesome. Thank you everyone who bought tickets to our Saturday night show. It's going to be our biggest show of all time. Like, this is our biggest house ever. So it's going to be just an amazing energy. And then on Friday, we actually still have some tickets available. So be sure to get them before they are gone and time is running out. So go get them. Friday is going to be crazy in ways that we don't even understand yet. So go get your tickets from your closest ticket distributor or just go to watchacrappens.com. And then of course, after that, we got the Just for Laughs Festival in Vancouver. So we want to see all your Vancouver people and Seattle people, et cetera. And then after that, we're just going on a magical mystery tour. We promised we were going to make a song, but we haven't done it yet. So let's improvise a song. We're going to Phoenix, Portland, Boston, Irvine, Milwaukee, Minnesota, have time.
I don't know. I don't know the lyrics. Okay, I can't improvise if I don't know the
lyrics. Cincinnati.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible. We're never going to improvise again. Until right now when we do the Below Deck recap. Oh, but also I have to announce there's new shirts, and they're amazing shirts. They're Countess Luann. As told in a visual story by Andy Warhol, it's the Princess, the Countess Luann pop icon t-shirt. So please go to watchwhatcrappens.com for
they
links to our store at crappensmerch.com because those are amazing. And I ordered a shower curtain for myself and it's going to be fantastic, okay? You want to support other Countess t-shirts?
Whoa. They do look super, super cool because who doesn't love the Countess? Oh, and one other thing. So, like, on Patreon, we had this $4 tier because we were trying to get this TV party thing to work where, like, you have, like, we're private broadcasts, and it just never worked. So we just got rid of that tier, so that way you don't feel like you're getting
TV
ripped
off.
TV
Party is free, and it should be. It's free for the masses, okay?
Free
we're glad to be here. But we do have another Patreon tier, because we're charlatans, okay?
Yeah.
Where if you miss this, you can catch the replay over on Patreon. You watch it on your smart TV. You can see this face in high definition.
We are pop icon.
Okay, so let us get into this recap. It was a Below Deck recap. It was their biggest season. It was a huge show. It became higher rated than Vanderpump Rules, if I'm not mistaken, this season. Kind of overtook that race.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like their number two situation. Number two on Bravo.
Yeah, so it like kicked ass. And then guess what? They got fucked up the bunghole by Bravo and had to do a Clubhouse recap. I mean, it's just disrespectful.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that bothers me is that like, the Clubhouse reunions are really not as comprehensive, and I don't know why. I wonder, is it because does a different production company handle? Is it like the Watch What Happens Live production company?
Yeah,
so they don't have
Embassy
like
Row.
Yeah, so do they not have like the resources to put into like looking up everything and getting the questions? It just feels like it felt like with this hour we touched on a lot of things, but we didn't get into, like, they didn't even mention Master Pearson. That feels like an important thing. They didn't
Master
talk.
Master Pearson.
I feel like we want to talk about all of these guests. We want to talk about all the issues that happen with the food. And I just don't feel like it even scratched the surface.
I don't think Andy even knows who anybody is on this show. I don't think he watches the show. And look, bless his heart. You know, he's got a lot to do. Can you tell we're going to Texas soon? Because I've been saying bless his heart for everything 20 times a day, like for the past week, okay? It's how my body gets ready. So I don't think he's watched it, because even at the beginning he was like, oh, and I'm saying bless his heart because he has so much to watch. Like, I probably wouldn't watch half this shit either, like, unless I absolutely had to. So Andy's like, so we had a bromance between someone over there and someone over there. And it's like, not even that at all. It was Ashton and Ross who were sitting right next to each other. And I was like, wow, you're really doing a great job in the first 2 minutes of hiding that you don't even watch his show, fool.
I know. I just feel like this show was so good this season, and it just deserves, like, it deserves a comprehensive reunion where like, real questions are asked. I mean, thankfully, there's us. You know, I actually went on to Riley's, she was on IG Live yesterday, so I just went on just to see what she was talking about, and she was funny. First of all, she was like, oh my god, watch where crap ends. You guys are hilarious. Although, you guys are mean to me sometimes, but I love it, but you guys are hilarious. And she was really funny. And then she's like, okay, so to all of you people who have, like, jerked off to my photos and masturbated to me, you owe me a tip.
Whoa.
I was like, you know, you have to really respect her entrepreneurial spirit. You know, those fishing boats do not pay for themselves.
I just had a pearl, an old school.
Yeah, you didn't think that was going to go in that direction.
I was like, whoa, Riley.
Yeah, Riley, she's funny.
I'll bet her pictures yell at you when you masturbate to them. They're probably like, get it! Get it!
Get it! Get it! Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think that the main problem with Below Deck reunions is a constant one, in that they've had troubles, right? Because they gave Below Deck a full reunion on the stage, and Kate was in a ball gown, and Rocky was there in a glitter dress or something, and then they got in a fight, and then there were storm offs and tears, and it just doesn't work as much for Below Deck, because at the end of the day, it's maids, okay? And what's a maid going to do, or a waiter? I'm a waiter, so maids and waiters, don't get all mad at me right now, okay? I speak from experience. What do we do when we're in confrontation? We say sorry. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what we're trained to do. And then you walk away and you talk shit, okay? So when they get to the reunion, they're like, sorry. May I get you a free dessert? Like, I'm sorry you're mad at me. May I please bring you a free cheesecake? And it just doesn't make for a great reunion. So Andy really stuck to just straight up misogyny and then Caroline fights, which I don't think that was a bad move on his part.
Yeah, I mean, Vanderpump Rules sort of like undermines your theory a little bit, which is that like waiters can be pretty vicious, nasty people who don't say sorry. But
yeah, that's true.
But I think, though, the difference is that I think actually all these people really do have professional lives. And they, like, work on boats, et cetera. So,
well, Vanderpump Rules waiters are different. Those are Los Angeles waiters, okay?
Yeah,
Los Angeles
are like
waiters are basically whore faces or horse faces, depending on who you're asking. They're, like, whore faces looking for their way up. Like, they can't take more than two tables at a time. That's why there's so many people on that damn cast picture, okay?
Yeah.
They can only take one or two tables at a time. Those aren't real service people. Real service people are polite and say sorry and bring you a free cheesecake.
Yeah, you're right. But I think that in the case of Below Deck, I think these are all people who are actually like trying to find future work on yachts and boats and things like that. So I think that they just come in nicer. And I think that there's something about being off the boat. Like, the boat seems like it's such a pressure cooker that when they're off of it, they have like a little bit too much perspective. That being said, if Caroline was there and if Chandler were there, I'm sure we would have gotten a proper reunion. And I wonder, did they invite them? I mean, you never know. Caroline was like this ongoing saga of like declaring on Twitter, I am not participating in this anymore. After much consideration, I decided I will go to the reunion and say my piece. No, I will not go. So it was like, who knows what was going on there? I don't know about Chandler. Chandler's such a douchebag. He probably was invited and didn't show up because that's what douchebags do. They ruin everything.
Yeah. I think that, the Caroline saga is still going on. I mean, that girl's still going crazy all over the internet, okay? And I tried to find what she said, but you have to follow her and be accepted to follow her, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Yeah. So I rely on Facebook posts to tell me what she's saying, but she was saying, yeah, I'm not going to go to that. How dare they? I was abused. And then she's like, yes, I will go. But no one invited her because she's too crazy, you know? Like, and the Lord knows what that girl's going to do. Some people are fun crazy. Rocky's fun crazy, you know? Maybe she'll show up in a mermaid tail and flop around. Caroline's gotten to the point where it's like, she starts herself on fire in the middle of it? You know, like, it's gotten cray-cray. So who knows? But her latest thing that I read was that she's like, wait until you see what they show. Andy called me personally and assured me that they are going to show the extensive abuse. And granted, it was not flattering, the tape that they showed. That's for sure. But
it was also, you know, like, again, seen in a vacuum. Well, let's get into it because we'll talk
about it. Let's get into it. Why are we talking so much about the macros?
So the reunion starts off and Andy's like, hey, what happens until he gets exposed right here a little bit? We're not going to get that deep. We're just going to ask a few questions. Oh,
yeah, welcome. He's like, welcome to Blow. Like, welcome to the balcony. It's like, no, it's called Blow Deck.
Welcome to Andy's baby shower. Oh, no. It's a yacht show. Have we been doing a yacht show on Bravo for 6 seasons? What?
With a spin-off? Did Lisa Rinna dance on this yacht? Nope. Not interested. Okay. So, yeah, Captain Lee is ready to get some rock star vajay in New York City. He showed up in some acid wash jeans and a leather jacket. And I don't know what the hell's going through his mind, but I'm not mad at it. I was cracking up at Captain Lee.
He was also
I'm a rock star, that's it. Yeah, Papa was a Rolling Stone, am I right?
Huh? Yeah. Side of the seas, side of the streets, eh?
Captain Lee was like really big into smushing his face into his neck this episode. He was doing a lot of this.
Yeah, he gets really
If you're watching on TV Party, you can see. So that's a little
a lot of smushing his chin into his neck. And then
beaker. Yeah.
Andy was doing his usual opening where he's like, hi, 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 hi. I was like, are you a greeter at Walmart now? Okay. Can you say anything else? Like, pick one thing. Can you have your assistants write down one quality that these people might have? Like, hi, Riley. Hope you don't yell at me. Hi, Ross. Hope you don't get arrested. This is Ashton. This is Ross. The highs. They've bugged me.
The highs.
All these
years. They're always. You know, the highs are so often the lows. So the thing is that...
Hi, Dak. That doesn't have the same ring to it.
David, that was a good one. I'm so happy that we're divorced.
I thought also the seating arrangement. Like, why did Tyler get a better seat than Chef Adrian? I mean, not like I'm a big Chef Adrian stan, but, like, Tyler did, like, he showed up, like, 3/4 of the way through the season, banged Riley for a few episodes, and made fresh tracks in peanut butter. Like, Chef Adrian, and by the way, they didn't even ask about the sea slug. How did they not even ask about the sea slug this reunion?
Yeah, that was a shame.
I'm furious.
Well, I think that they were punishing Adrian because Adrian should have had all this drama, but Adrian really is, like I said, it's like, you did something bad. He's like, sorry. Really
I
didn't
feel
mean
really
it.
Apologetic about it.
Yeah, you know, it's just like where I'm from, so it didn't mean anything bad by it, and namaste. You know, who wants to hear that? He's like he even made it on the stage. He did show up in a Below Deck uniform, though, like the typical guys that come to Below Deck. They're wearing, like, cotton shirts from Kirkland and, you know, like a bad blazer over it.
And, I kind of felt like he looked like a lesbian named Pepper, you know? Like, maybe, like, someone who's, like, really into, like, Ani DeFranco and dream catchers.
Yeah, like, I almost does dream catchers and yoga, but then will slit your throat, like, in a school fight. You know?
Has real issues with, like, almost voted for Jill Stein, but didn't quite.
Yeah. But still brings it up every dinner party she goes to.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, oh, my God. Can Joni please be quiet? Oh, sorry, I named him Pepper. Well, his Pepper real name's Joni. Joni, but Pepper.
Yeah, Joni. His name was Joni, but then he decided to change it midlife, like, to give him more pizzazz, you know?
Pepper.
Pepper. And he thinks it's because Pepper, like, spices food, it adds spice to food, but everyone else is really like, why did that lesbian name herself after the orphan in Annie? She's mean. Okay, so
all right, I'm glad we nailed that down.
Nailed it. So this is where Andy's like, so there's a bromance between bros. Anybody? I have a bromance with John Mayer. Anybody care? Awesome.
And so there's Ashton's a bromance between the Lego guy over there and that cute guy next to him. They're like, it's just talking about us. Let's do a fist bump. Boom. Yeah, we just did it. A little fist bump with a splash. Yeah. It's for bros.
Glitter. Bro fingers. Yeah. These are called bro fingers, right? We'll just take this from a community I won't mention here and take their fingers and swirl them around and make them bro fingers. That is spirit fingers. Bros. Stop stealing our spirit fingers.
Ashton's like, yeah, he's like a girlfriend. You know it? Like, if I don't check in on him every day, he gets mad. It's like he calls me every single day. That Ross, he's like, hey, what's going on, stud? How's it going? How are those pecs going? Need to oil them up. I can be over in 5 minutes. I'm like, what a girlfriend.
Shall I sit on your butt while I give you a massage? Right. It'll give me better access to your backbones. So who cares? So then Ross got arrested, and of course he gives a housewife answer. He's like, total misunderstanding, bro. Which I feel like if you're in that situation, you say, Joao did it. Okay, Joao framed me. I got framed by Joao. So thanks a lot for what you've put on this world, Bravo. Like, and keep this on.
If this had been a proper reunion, then there would have been questions of, I heard you were out with Joao, and what did Joao do, and how many shots did Joao make you do, and what did Joao do to instigate you, and why are you friends with Joao in the first place? Like, all those things.
Yeah, make an effort.
Yeah, make an effort, but it was nothing. He's just like, yeah, it was just me and a couple of mates having fun and a night out.
Yeah, so that was boring. And then the next question is, so, Crystal, was that your worst of the season, Kate? And Kate's like, That was the worst guest of my life. She was like,
of my entire life.
She was so mean. She was mean. She was really mean to me. He's like, okay, we've got a long herpes clip to show, so just hold off on the mean, okay? We'll be right back to that.
I kind of feel like a below deck reunion should be a chance, like a victory lap for everyone to just like talk shit about the guests. And like the fact that the only guest they mentioned, I think, was Crystal was just not right and not fair.
Yeah, agreed. And then the cast is not giving anything. Come on, you guys. I know that you're maids, but still watch Bravo and figure out how to do this, okay? Because then they asked, well, Ross, it looks like Andy's like, our intrepid staff noticed that you're fucking Crystal or whatever, because it's all over Instagram, you know, and mostly because Riley's putting it there. So Riley swigs her champagne, like, and she gives those like squinty eyes and like gets her lip in fighting position, which is like tight above her gums, and she's ready to fight. And then Ross is just like, nah, we're just friends. And he's like, friends with benefits. He's like, oh, I wouldn't say that. And Kate's like, just benefits. And he's like, nah. she's not married as far as I know, I think. And everyone just looks at him like, really? You can't even admit to an affair that's on public social media. Come on.
But the worst part is, why didn't anyone ask why? Like, this woman is terrible, like a terrible human being who's so awful and basic and shallow and bratty. Like, why? And how did it start also? Like, where are these questions? We need to import someone. We need to get like Leslie Stahl up in this bitch, because Andy is not pulling his weight on the Below Deck reunion.
I would prefer Diane Sawyer, because I really like how she just like scrunches her face and holds
a pen up to her lip,
she wears like the white Hillary pantsuit. She's like,
And then we see B-roll footage of her and Ross walking through a garden. I talked with Ross today about his many loves and of Crystal. the answers were intriguing. And then it comes up to a super close up of his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met in Steerage on the yacht. We feel in love.
Yeah. So then, now we move over to we try and do like a Josiah and Kate thing, but it's like boring because they're like, we love each other. So then that got boring. So then they move over to Laura. Is that right? And Captain's like,
No, the first question is, what were the deckhand's thoughts on Caroline? And Riley basically is like, well, I was her roommate. Get it? Got it? Good.
Got
it? Roommate. Got it? And she was very distraught all day, every day. Probably because she was, you know, loco.
Yeah, she was distraught all day, every day. And then he's Ashton's like, okay, you're giving me nothing. So someone from Indiana agrees that a lot of people don't get along with Kate. Okay, Captain, what do you say? And he's like, the only students that have complaints about Kate's methods of operations are the ones that don't do their jobs. All right? You want to argue with me? Argue with my acid wash. I'll wait.
Yeah. If you don't pull your weight, I don't have sympathy for you. Yeah, because Andy said that he spoke to Caroline on the phone earlier. And what's crazy is he spoke to Caroline on the phone, and all he has to say for that conversation is that Caroline said there's been a pattern of students that have not gone along with Kate. It's like, what's the point of talking with her on the phone? Like, I just don't understand. Like,
yeah,
last year
they
Skyped Bruno in from Portugal in between his OnlyFans sessions. They're able to do that. Why can't they get Caroline on Skype? Like, what's going on here?
I think because Caroline's just too much of a liability, and she's crossed that point where it's like, is she like fun crazy or is she like mentally unstable? In which case, you're just dragging a mentally unstable person through the mud, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the wise decision to leave her off. But God, it was boring. I wanted to see her, you know?
Yeah, I think we all wanted to see her.
And
so
yeah, so we see, then he's like, so what about Laura? What's your reaction to that? And she's like, I felt bad. I'm sorry. Okay. And Kate's like, well, I felt like we were entirely nice to her.
Yeah. Josiah goes, I have never been more patient with someone in my life. I mean, normally we teach you once, and then if you don't get it, you have to write it down and read it off your own writing.
Also, Josiah was talking over Kate a lot. If you want to keep that friendship, you better keep your mouth shut when Kate is asked a question, sir, because she will shove you off that boat. Okay?
I'm sure Kate was perfectly happy to have Josiah do talk, like, you know, like speak up. Kate was just happy to sit there in the back, like just sit there imperially, like, you know, like, huh, I'll just sit here and eat the invisible cheese.
Sit here and eat the something. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Like, and then we said, I'm like, excuse you, second chair.
So Caroline tweeted out basically that what we saw on her last day was not remotely close to what actually happened.
Now, she's been teasing this for a long time on the Instagram or the whatever she's been on. She's been on everything. But she's been teasing this horrible video that we're going to see. And I've been picturing Faces of Death, that movie, like that Betamax movie in the 80s where all the teenagers watched it in junior high. And it was like bears eating people's faces off and stuff like that. I mean, I was expecting something like that.
Yeah, and Kate's just like, well, I think Caroline has a flair for the dramatic. I mean, when you're basically a walking Wendy's logo, what else do you have to do with your life, you know?
Basically, I think that Caroline had a flare-up. It's like, oh! So then
she's just been itching and burning for this moment.
But, you know, I'm just patient with her because I know it'll pass. Then it'll come back. And then it'll pass. And then it'll come back again.
Yeah. But the good news is that she can ride bicycles now again. So so now Andy's like...
Temporarily, of course.
Figuratively. She could never really get on a bicycle. Not because she might have a disease. She just has terrible balance. I mean, could you imagine that? It'd be like watching a giant tomato going at 25 miles per hour. It's very, very disturbing. Could you imagine a car would actually have to share a road with that thing?
So Andy's like, okay, well, there's a very specific moment that wasn't shown that she's upset about... So we're going to show it now. And so we go to the clip, and pretty much just like she said, which I was pretty surprised.
It was pretty rude. I mean, so we see Kate and Josiah sitting at the door trying to get Caroline out. And Kate's like, oh, so you're leaving today because your herpes are flaring up? I don't blame you. Yeah, I don't blame you. That's so gross. And Josiah's like, I'd hate it if my herpes were flaring up.
Yeah, yeah, that's so awful.
Yeah, I don't have herpes, but I know you do. And he's like, all of your infectious diseases, disgusting. And I was like, you two, what are you, five years old? Who does that? Like, who starts herpes fights with people, okay? There is plenty to make fun of with Caroline, okay? Like, why are we going for herpes? And what led up to that? Because that's like a snowball.
What led up to that? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious what led up to that, which was that basically, here's the thing. Yeah, it was immature, for sure. But at the same time, Caroline gives like a quote-unquote two-day notice, which was the day before. And
I don't care. Herpes fights.
I think it's bad, but I'm just saying it's like it didn't happen in a vacuum. You know, Caroline was being absolutely ridiculous. She put in her 2-day notice, and then she wakes up and she's like, I'm not coming to work today. So she's just sitting there. So she shouldn't be on the boat anymore. She should be gone. She locks the door, which is what you're not allowed to lock the door, apparently. And then she was giving all this attitude, and they're trying to get her out. I'm not going to justify them being immature and blasting the music and all this and that. But I'm just saying, like, it's not like this was like, oh, they were bullying her like this the entire time. And they were so it was just like, you know what? They were like, you know what? Fuck this bitch. Fuck it. Like, we're just going to, I don't know. I thought it was unprofessional, but I don't think it was totally unwarranted.
That was bad. I think going there is unwarranted. For sure. I mean, Caroline, getting mad at Caroline or trying to kick her off the boat's not unwarranted.
Yeah.
But, like, sitting outside her door like two mean girls screaming, you have herpes, I mean, it's pretty unwarranted.
No, that's not
now, granted, the other part of this was that, who cares? Like, why is that making, like, I feel like as an adult, I wouldn't sit there and cry that two people are sitting outside of my door going, you have herpes! I would be like, grow up, you fucking sacks of crap, okay? Get out of here, you Case idiots. Like, I would think that's the dumbest fight ever. So this was a lot of things I didn't understand. But yeah, that wasn't a very proud dog moment, okay? That was not a Milu moment.
Okay. Kate's basically like, well, to be fair, when I said herpes, herpes is like our code word for no responsibilities whatsoever and a lack of professionalism. So, yeah, when I said that she had herpes, it really made sense to me. Yeah.
So then Andy's like, guys, that was mean. And I like when Andy gets on a moral, like, he gets on a soapbox about something. He gets all uppity.
I know.
Because Andy is ridiculous. And then he's going to move into sexual abuse and, like, sexual, like, not assault, but you know what I mean. Sexual harassment.
Right, yeah, harassment.
When he has go-go boys on there all the time. Like, he literally played a game, like, dick in the box. Like, put your hand in this box, guests.
When he's slapping Cynthia Bailey on the ass at, like, at his baby shower, it's like, you know, like, you're still like the executive producer on her show. I don't know.
Yeah. When he said, it's 2019, you can't do that anymore. I was like, hello.
Like, now let's talk about something real. Riley, your boobs. No.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so Kate's like, you know what? I mean, I agree. It is mean, but I didn't instigate this. You know, I think she's the bully, which cracked me up. I mean, like, Kate, I mean, that was the most hilarious. I love that. I love Kate's just like blatant ploy to turn herself into the victim here. It was like so transparent and like did not work at all. But I thought it was so hilarious that she even tried it, that it's just like, this is why she's the queen.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't care. I'm just going to do a very transparent ploy. Yeah.
Yeah, she started it. So Andy moves to the captain. He's like, how do you feel about all this? And he's like, watching it makes me uncomfortable, but I'll tell you this much. Caroline didn't pull her weight. Like, I think you're going to just gloss that question over so Kate doesn't slash her tires. So.
You know what else? You know what else makes me uncomfortable? Reaching for a bowl of Cheerios and there's no milk nearby. Who wants dry Cheerios? That's uncomfortable. God damn it.
You know what makes me uncomfortable? Leather underwear. And I'm wearing them right now. Why? Because I'm a rock star.
I feel like I'm about to slide right off this chair, and yet it's impossible because it's on the inside of the pants. I don't know. It's strange. That's why it's uncomfortable.
You know what's uncomfortable? When your nuts feel like they're in a toaster just waiting for someone to put cream cheese on them. Who got me these goddamn leather underwear? Marianne!
I feel like I'm wrapped up in a fanny pack. It's like the fanny pack revenge.
Manny pack.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, do you have any regrets, Kate? Now that it's 2019, you can't abuse people like that. And she's like, yes, I do have regrets. Regrets that I ever started fights with that iron. Because at the end of the day, she does steam things. You know, you have to be grateful for your iron.
You're never going to win a fight against a stop sign.
You know, Andy, I learned never to start fights with baked potatoes.
Okay? You know, you just can't. You can try, but logic just doesn't work when you're talking to a puddle, you know?
So then, Josiah, yeah.
So then it's like, so Josiah, you talked about being bullied by gay people when you're younger. Oh, yes, my story. No, we're not actually going to talk about your background. Did you feel like since you were once the victim of bullying that you like should have had a different perspective on what you were doing to Caroline? He's like, bullying made me stronger, better, and more willing to serve Master Pearson. I have no regrets.
I would like to thank the bullies who bullied me. Thank you. You have made me what I am today. That was a weird answer, but it's also like, it's different. I mean, being bullied by Kate and Josiah is different than being bullied by like orange West Hollywood gays. Now, I'm not saying which is better. I think actually I'd be more terrified to be bullied by Kate and Josiah, obviously.
I think the gays, actually.
But they're, you know, I don't know. Like, okay. Calm down. I feel like
orange West Hollywood gays are like, they are like the most concentrated form of Kate and Josiah. So it's like it comes on really intensely. Like it's like, whoa, you know, it's like an entire charter season in one like 30-second moment.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, at the end of the day, this was not their best moment, but I was actually happy for Caroline because she's been saying they're not going to show this. They're just going to protect their queen. Nah, 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 nah. And they showed it, you know, and I thought you obviously don't watch Bravo because queens are not protected on this show. Okay.
No,
they're lifted up and they're torn down just like in the old days. Like you make someone a queen and then you behead them at a public ceremony where everybody gets free dinner. Okay.
Yeah. And what about Lee, Captain Lee?
Well, I probably could have handled the situation better, much like I probably should have handled this leather underwear situation better, too.
Oh, hi, Dom.
Hi. I look like a writer today.
Look, special guest by Dominique. Oh, hi. Oh.
I look like I'm about to write a script.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Bye. Bye. Wow, okay.
I think that was Dom's first appearance on the actual podcast.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. Wow.
Hi, everyone.
He's hot. Okay, so speaking of, why did Laura come in so hot? Like, who the hell is Laura to come in screaming at everybody? And she's like, the captain, and then he asks the captain, he's like, is that, you know, it was something when you handed Kate's, he tells Laura, I'm sorry, I got confused because Dom's hot.
Dominic threw a wrench into this entire podcast.
Yeah, what the hell? Thanks a lot.
So Vicky Gunvalson said, wait, what?
I know, I'm like ripping off my shirt over here. I'm like hi, Dom. So he asked Laura, he's like, wow, Laura, that was really awesome when you handed Kate her ass. God, I'm making him Captain Lee now. Yeah. But yeah, he's like congratulating Laura for handing Kate her ass. And then they just cut to Kate and she's like, am I really going to sit here and have to take this?
Yeah, is this my punishment for making the herpes joke? Fine. I'll do that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm the siren, the cad, the red dress. Yes, historically speaking, I should be a woman. At least my character has appeared most in that guise, singing at sailors from rocks and ice pick under the bed. But I have no need of weapons. A glint in the eye can do far more damage than a blade. Lust is sharp, the oldest vice with the power to make even a priest weep. So as I pour my honey in your ear, remember there's a little sin in every saint. Lord, give me chastity, a good man said, but not today.
Great characters make great drama. More than TV, ITV.
So Laura's like, well, you know, I didn't have that intention to come in so hot, which is what's so sad about it. I'm sorry.
And he's like, Captain, what did you feel about Laura doing that? And he's like, I would have fired her ass right on the spot. That's for goddamn sure.
Well, we looked into her resume. Turns out she's never even worked on a yacht. She just says a boat a lot, and we just kind of figured she was used to it.
That girl puts a poo in poutine, I'll tell you that. Oh, you think
Celine
this is
Dion,
a cow?
More like Celine Dunn with her ass.
This isn't leather. This is made out of Chandler. You want to mess with the bull? Take it by the horns to get turned into a jacket. Matching leather underwear, which are really itching my nuts right about now.
Let me tell you something. I've never been so inspired by fashion since I saw Silence of the Lambs, okay? And that's full-on 100% Chandler around these arms, okay?
So, Kate's just like, seriously? Yeah, she goes, you know, I was just bewildered. And Captain goes, wow, what a great term.
Bewildered. That was like how I felt when I put on these pure leather Chandler underwears.
And Laura's like, well, I was just thinking, like, whoa, how do you not check your work? Sorry, okay? And then Laura tries to make herself the victim. She's like, I was just in hysterics at that point, okay? Sorry, okay? I was cornered. And Kate's like, you were cornered. I was literally in a corner, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, so Kate's like, you know, I mean, for someone who said she'd been the chief steward of a vessel that size, you were doing the one thing that you weren't supposed to be doing, yelling. So, you know, it was amusing almost. Yeah. Basically, what I'm saying is you were terrible at your job at first. That's all.
Yeah, but now they're friends. So then they were like, oh, we'd work together again. Love you. And I was like, yeah. Ugh.
So Laura's like, Kate, don't act innocent. I had a reason to be pushed. And Kate goes, oh, and what was that?
Yeah.
You weren't really nice in the beginning. Mm. Oh, and why do you think that was? Mm-hmm. Because I had an attitude. Oh, okay, so we're back there. Great.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks. We're going to go back there.
Thanks, that was great. Now let's go back to why I had an attitude. Okay, great.
So then...
Kindness goes a long way, Kate. Kindness goes a long way. Sorry.
So then we get Adrian's behavior, and the music's like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I made a cake that looks like a boob. Dun, 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 dun. This cake looks like a nipple. Dun, 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 dun. I love boobs. Like, I don't know. I'm not, you know, Adrian's behavior was shit, but this music's maybe a little bit much.
It was very dramatic. It's like, is Adrian an undercover jerk? And Kate's like, I think that Adrian's a lovely person, and I'm very happy for him and his partner, Dara. But, you know, he's from St. Martin, which is like a fun place, and it's just different, and especially, you know, for someone who's from Canada, which is conservative. Now, to me, I was like, I don't think it matters where you're from. Like, if you're being like that in a workplace, sorry, it's just, like, not cool. Whether you're from St. Martin or St.
Yeah, you guys have the news elsewhere. Where you are, okay?
Yeah.
Like, let's not pretend you don't have internet wherever you live.
Yeah.
And... they're like, well, yeah, but Laura was really hurt by it and really offended. And Josiah's like, I think what she was saying was that she could maybe have handled that talk, but he should watch himself because people in the future shouldn't. For example, some people like jokes, and then some people kill them with umbrella spears that I've created in a basement.
Some people like jokes, and some people are Caroline.
So, Kate's like, he's just from a place that's abusive. What are you going to do? I mean, because it has Saint before its name, don't let Martin fool you. He's a pig, okay? Saint Martin once tried to grab my boob. What am I going to do?
So then Ross does a thing that is like, it's seemingly logical, but it's really like, it's really tone deaf. He's like, well, you know, you could have addressed it straight away, Laura, and you left it until you walked off the boat, which I thought was odd. It's
this
like, well, that's
so
the point.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's like, it's the discussion should not be about when Laura brought it up. Like, don't put the fault with her. The issue is that Adrian was totally inappropriate, and I think Laura should be applauded for finally getting up the guts to say something to him at the very end, you know? So, like, because well, that's one of the cons.
They're so stupid that they know the public reaction, and this is still going to be his fucking answer. Like, she should have said something. Fuck you, dude. You're like the worst sexual harasser. You're the one of the worst that we've seen on this show, you know? And then Andy's like, well, you can't do that in 2019. It's a unique workplace, you know? And that's, I mean, like, that's your superior. So, you know, she probably felt like it's like he's standing up for women, but it's Andy. And he's like doing the same thing on his show. So I'm not really sure where to stand with this, but it was really awkward. And then she's laughing like, well, shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? Like, she's the one who owes people an apology. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't. It's like, it's like, yeah, it probably would have been better if she had brought up earlier, but I don't fault her for not, because, you know, when you're in a situation like that, especially when it's someone who's a superior, and especially when you're brand new to the boat, it's like really intimidating. It's intimidating in general to have those conversations. It's like, you know, not everyone is a Riley who, like, the moment something that happens, you're going to, like, you know, nip it in the bud, you know, like some people it's like, it takes time to process it, you know, and they think that's really weird. It makes me uncomfortable.
And also, it gets grosser and grosser as it goes along, because he starts one way where it seems like, oh, this could just be innocent, like, guy chef stuff, you know? But then it just keeps going and going, and then it's like, here's the meat right here. It's like, ew!
Yeah.
Like,
and then you don't want to...
point where it just gets disgusting.
And then you don't want to be that person that, like, everyone's like, oh, we can't joke around her, you know? Because that's like, I feel like one of the things is that people feel like, oh, then everyone's afraid I'm going to tattle, or everyone's afraid I'm going to be, like, they can't be fun around me, or this and that. So, like, that's what stops a lot of people, I imagine.
Well, yeah, they're like, if you don't say anything, you should have said something before, but if you do say something, you're like a hysterical woman trying to make a drama out of nothing,
yeah.
You know?
So that's why when Ross said that, it was just like... That's like the sort of comment that someone says who's never been in that situation, you know, like, well, why didn't you say something earlier? Then we would have stopped it. Like, it's like, no, it doesn't really work that way, Ross. And I was sort of like, Andy was sort of tiptoeing around that, but I kind of wish someone had sort of clarified it to Ross so that way he'd understand, because it's all about learning.
Below
right?
Deck is notoriously heavy on sexual harassment. I mean, we've seen it for years. The shit that guys get away with on this show is insane. And this year is no different. And everyone's just like, that's just how it is. That's just how it is. Like, I'm really not into that. Like, that's just how it is thing. And then you see the opposite side of that with Riley, who does say something. But then Riley feels like, well, I can't play the woman card. Like, I've prided myself on not being like the hysterical woman or whatever.
Yeah.
But then she's trying to be the man, kind of, in this, where she's like, I'm not going to be a crazy woman. I'm going to demand respect, you know, which is like, oh, my God. It's like.
I mean, I think actually this season of Below Deck, most seasons, too. But I think this season, it was a really fascinating, sort of glimpse at gender roles in a workplace, you know, like, I mean, we're like a fun, happy podcast. So like, you know, we've touched on it several times, but I'm sure if someone really wanted to do like a good discussion of it, like throw it over to like Emily Nussbaum or whatever, you know, or like a proper, someone who's like proper.
Diane Sawyer, who's just waiting right outside. I mean,
and like really like Roxane Gay, you know, like, and let them really hash it out about like the roles that women are forced to play on these boats, and on this show, or like in a workplace, and et cetera, and like the pressures, and et cetera, you know, all that fun stuff.
But of
that,
course, like, we start talking about, you know, and Chandler, and Ross is like, well, you know, he's a good guy. At the end of the day, he was just nervous because the cameras. I'm like, oh, look how forgiving you are.
Yeah.
Of the fucking guy, you know, who is a total prick.
Just
and
nervous.
Who, by the way, you tattletailed on, which I loved that clip of him just like being a total tattletale. And
didn't even come up.
Of the bus. Yeah.
But by the way, my favorite part about the Chandler segment, so when they played like Chandler's greatest hits, they full on like scored it with this like dopey 1950s sitcom music, like the sort of music that plays when Dick Van Dyke like trips over an ottoman, you know, like do, and he's like, ooh, like you could almost like hear like the sound effects and slide whistles.
Yeah. Oh God. And then Adrian's answer is just like, well, you know, I didn't really know about that, and like, well, I'm just gonna change. Like, I would never do that to her.
You know,
I'd like to offer her a nice ride on my dick to get over it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. If she doesn't want to know where my meat is when I stick it into her face, I just won't say anything. I'll just stick it there. Yeah.
So I'm going to skip the rest of this Chandler section. Do you have anything you want to say? Because fuck that guy. He didn't even show up, you pussy.
How do we skip an entire Chandler section?
Go ahead. I said I'm going to skip it. I'll talk to you about what you want to talk about. But I'm not talking about someone who doesn't even show up. I mean, Caroline's different. She wasn't invited.
So they're like... So they're basically like, so what was the problem with Chandler? And Captain Lee's like, well, he was overwhelmed. It was a 185-foot boat, a lot of toys, a lot of people, cameras, a lot of different kinds of ice cream. It's a lot.
There were three cereals to choose from on that goddamn boat. What would you have done?
Ross is like, I'm not sure if he's managed a lot of dick crew in the past. I'm like, say that again, please. Say that. Yeah,
Ross is so good at managing dick, which makes all his little scenes with Ashton so cute in this. I didn't realize I was skipping the Riley section by skipping Chandler. So yeah. I will come back to the table.
Ronnie is back.
Ronnie's back.
You basically took a ride on the Tinder, much like Chandler did. You rode out to that little island, had no idea where the people were, and came back to the mother boat.
I came back, okay? I'm back.
Listen, people he was on the jet ski. He was on the jet ski. He wasn't wearing his kill cord. He fell off. The jet ski kept going, and he got saved by Captain Lee. And now Ronnie is back.
Yes! Look, my problem with always taking a stand, I can never really take a stand because I love to sit. So it's like I take a stand, but then I immediately sit down after because my knees hurt.
I was so surprised. It was like this. I think you did. You just get like worked up in a tizzy after all that discussion about like.
Yes, because it makes me mad, and it's like this fun light show, and then this real stuff happens, and then they get to the real stuff, and they're just like, I don't want to always be like, oh, lecture about sexual harassment, this and that, and sometimes it turns into that because of what's happening on these shows. But then I get worked into a tizzy because I think, well, you know, shit happens. Like, we get over it. We talk about it. It goes by. And then they're like, oh, well, Chandler's a good guy. What are you fucking talking about? Chandler was not a good guy. You tattletailed on Chandler, you little wuss.
Yeah. I actually think, well, so anyway. So, yeah, I mean, they're talking about, like, has anyone talked to Chandler? And Adrian's, like, the only person who talked to Chandler, which is kind of odd to me. But it seems like no one's really talking to him. And Josiah comes with, like, some strong Chandler shade. They're like, you know, because they're all trying to be nice, being like, no, he's a really good guy. I think they're trying not to ruin his employment prospects. And they're saying, he's just overwhelmed. And Josiah's like, you know, I mean, he basically worked on a private boat and was a deckhand and was promoted to bosun, which on a private boat is essentially just a bigger paycheck. And he just doesn't know what he's doing, essentially.
Yeah. You know? He didn't know that he had to organize everything himself.
Yeah. So Riley, like, what bugged you about Chandler? And she's like, well, you know, I don't think I hated Chandler. Got it? Get it? I'm going to say it again. I don't think I hated him. I just hated how he treated me. Also, I hated him.
Yeah. She's doing that thing where she's like, he is the one who set the tone, which you can't. That's like not taking responsibility for anything, you know?
Yeah.
And Riley has been kind of a monster on this show. Although we were on her side for this stuff too, because Chandler's being a total prick. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I like where it's more clean cut and I could just easily pick a side. Because obviously on this I'm on Riley's side because that guy was a piece of shit. But then the next guy who came to be the leader, she was yelling at him all the time too. And
But she defended that. She said it was like,
but, you know, Ross was actually good at his job, and that's the difference.
Yeah, and she basically said that she felt dismissed. And this is where she said, I'm not going to cry a woman. She's like, I'll cry tugboat, but I'm not going to cry a woman. But I just feel like, I actually think, like, she was totally allowed to cry a woman. And the fact that she didn't want to cry a woman actually is, more, again, another statement on the pressure, I feel like, that are on women. To She didn't feel comfortable to say cry woman because then she doesn't want to be that woman, you know? So, but I think that actually there was a certain amount of, from what we saw, I think there was some sexism that was happening with Chandler, whether it was like overt or not. Like, I think that he did not seem to ever trust her with anything. And of course, it doesn't help that she also has a temper.
Well,
so
that's the problem with Riley, because you can't. You know, you stick up for you. We start sticking up for her, but then she's yelling and screaming and acting like the stereotype of what everybody's afraid of, like a hysterical woman getting mad at every little thing. And it's like, oh, my God. And then that's the quandary. Right.
Right. Well, also, she's just like, well, that adds another layer, which is that, like, she's actually just being hysterical. And the fact that, like, when she's hysterical, she becomes a hysterical woman. But when a guy's hysterical, he's just being hysterical. So that adds a whole other level, which, by the way, this is why I really like the show. Because I think it actually, it's, like, really fun. It's, like, a really relatable show. But it also brings a lot of stuff to the surface that, like, a lot of other shows don't.
Yeah. And then they just never learn anything from it. So at least it's true reality. You know?
Yeah. Does anyone ever?
Like, I've never cried woman before. And Ross is like, he's over there muttering under his breath. Like, you don't have a leg to stand on in this fight, fucker. Like, sitting there and muttering under your breath at everything she says. But then when everybody else speaks, you're totally fine and respectful to them. You're not really helping the situation, you dick. You know, and everybody forgives Ross. Like, Ross has had such cute moments with Ashton that we all kind of forget because we've seen his good sides too. But Ross is a piece of shit. He's been a piece of shit on this show pretty much the whole time. And I don't like that he just gets a pass from everything. He gets to walk clear and just sit there and mutter under his breath at people, you know?
I actually really liked Ross, but I do feel like there were some times where he definitely needed to be checked and he never really was. And obviously chief amongst that is him dating Crystal, which is like the biggest offense that he could have done. But either way, Riley's like, you know what? Before I went from 0 to 60, there was a 1 to 59 of being antagonized. Which is like, it's interesting because she was antagonized, but then she also was like, she really does fly off the handle too.
Yeah. She antagonizes people constantly. So it's like, but then she said something that really, I was like, okay, now I'm going to turn on you. You see this fucking show? It's like, you can't stay on one side. So then she goes, well, I don't really have a strong opinion on that, like a feminist would. Excuse me? Feminists fight for equal. Like, I hate when people say that. I'm not just some feminist. I'm not a feminist. Like, fuck you.
Because people are afraid to like label themselves something like that, because then they think they're essentially going to be dismissed as like a hysterical feminist. You know, like people, I think a lot of people view feminists as like a fringe sort of like, ugh. There it is, just a woman acting up again, you know, let her say her thing. And like, and I think that she doesn't want to be labeled, like, associated with that, which is also bullshit. Like, she should be proud to have, like, a feminist moment. It doesn't say anything about your character or, and you shouldn't be dismissed because you want to take a feminist stand.
Yeah. So then it's like Riley fought for a voice to be heard, but she also fought in general. Like, he kind of contradicts himself every question, you know? So then we get the Riley is a monster clip. And basically she was like, you know, you didn't show me, there was a lot more that they didn't show. You didn't show me being antagonized. And is this a part where they were like, yeah, we did. How many times were there more than the two times? And she's like,
yeah,
no, there were the two times, but.
And you know, this would have been a perfect time for Andy to ask, why was it that, you know, Riley was trying to get more and more responsibility and you guys weren't giving her responsibility and you were giving, like, you're letting Tyler do things when he was brand new that Riley wasn't going to chance to. Like, why didn't Andy ask that? That was driving me crazy all season.
Yeah. Why they wouldn't give her more duties.
So it's like, so Captain Lee, like, what did you think about how Riley talked to her superiors? It sucked.
That's it. Sucked, right?
You know what it was like? It was like a pair of leather underwear made from Chandler underneath your slacks. That's what it was like.
So then, So then Andy's like, I'm pro-woman. Was that sexism? Is it because you're a woman? And then he turns around and he's like, so how much of this was because you had sexual tension with Chandler? I'm like, of course it's because she wants to fuck the guy. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. And then he's like, oh, and then Roth, what about Ross? Because she's like, are you fucking kidding me? She literally goes, are you fucking kidding me? Is that your question?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but what about Ross? Is it because you had sexual tension with Ross? It's like, you're such a piece of shit, man.
And on top of that,
I hate it. It made me so mad. See, now I'm set off. That's it.
Mad. And then on top of that, when Andy was like, Delancey from Wachuca, Wisconsin wants to know, is there a sexual tension between Riley and Chandler? That's when Riley's like, are you fucking kidding me? And Andy goes, it's Delancey, not me. I'm like, oh, don't hide behind. Don't throw Delancey under the bus. You and your producers chose this question and decided to read it out loud. I mean, the whole reason why they have these questions is that way when there's something that's like too touchy, they can just, like, punt it off on the questioner. Oh, it wasn't us. It's just the viewers.
He's such a prick. And then he's like, well, you know, I know that you guys are on a boat, but let me tell you, on land in 2019, it's weird to watch. I'm like, what is weird to watch? You just asked two of the most fucking offensive questions, dude. Yeah. Like, you are on land right now, and you're being a fucking misogynist pig.
Yeah. And then Riley does mention something. She's like, you know what? Every one of these guys had a problem with me, and then every one of them came to me for loving. It's like, that's actually true, and that's like, you know, with the exception of Chandler. But, like, that's so fucked up also. That is so fucked up. And, yes, I know that, like, in a boat it's different because everyone's, like, a bit. Everything is, like, so close and intense. But that is so fucked up if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Also, I have to say that I did enjoy that in terms of, like, Andy asked Captain Lee how he felt that Chandler handled Riley. And he's like, well, he was basically a condescending prick.
Yeah.
Like dirty windows on a yacht. Does that?
He was basically an inch worth of salt on a window, Andy. All right? Someone squeegeed his ass off, and that someone is wearing a jacket made out of his skin right now. Right?
Way more comfortable than the matching underwear.
So then really, we move on I'm to really Ashton hooked being on a
this
whore.
Underwear. This yeah. underwear idea that you put in my head.
Yeah, his leather underwear. I just like thinking. I love when Captain Lee's like, all right, guess who's a rock star today? Me.
Hey, that's now right. I'm a rock star.
That ain't rock, Ben. That's some goddamn vagina music right there. That you're
hey, Ronnie, did you know this? Did you know that the weather in Tahiti was rough, but it was more than the wave that had the bunks rocking? Oh,
God, I'm done. I quit.
So, sex montage. So we see like Laura and Ashton, and then Riley and Tyler. So Andy's like, so what's the relationship status? And Ashley's like, not Ashley, Laura. Laura's like, we're dear friends. And then then he's like, and how about you, Riley? And she goes, we're dear friends.
Yeah.
And basically he's like, well, so what'd you guys do last night? This is, by the way, well, after this conversation
he's
about.
Like, oh, really? You just friends? So what'd you do last night? And they're like, she's like, everybody was in my room last night.
I was like clubbing. And by clubbing, I mean, I'm putting fresh tracks in the old Enut Pay Utter Bay, if you know what I'm saying.
So there's conflicting reports about the crow's nest. Did you guys hook up? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, the interesting thing is I didn't have sex all season long, except for the end. And they're like, oh, they're like, well, what about, like, that, what about that hoe in the van? Like,
yeah.
Come on. What it's about like, that French girl?
Well, I don't need to use my dick to make her do that. Ross is like, hey, would you use the dick to do that anyway? No, my dick. Dick or dick? Dick. Dick? Dick. Dick.
Listen, I just wanted to get her on the dick. That's what I'm saying.
So even though Laura is like, no, we did not have sex in the crow's nest, Ashton is, like, not paying attention. He's like, I mean, I didn't even have sex until the very end of the season. Not till the very end. She's like, stop saying that.
Yeah.
Stop saying that. Stop.
Yeah.
Not till the very end when I was on the crow's nest with someone who I shall not mention, but it was someone in this room. She's like, stop. Stop.
Her name rhymes with Laura. That's literally my name. So then Andy's like, so Ross, you hook up with, who'd you hook up with last night or something? Who is he asking? And Ross is like, yeah. No one. It wasn't anyone from this boat. And he's like, oh, so you mean Hannah? Which I love is like Andy's go-to replacement. He's like, oh, someone fucked somebody. It was Hannah.
And they put up a picture of Hannah. They're like, leads to you on the other franchise. And Kate just goes, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, Ross tried to kiss Kate, and Kate's like, well, I mean, I don't think he even knew who I was. You know, to be fair, he also tried to make out with a potted plant. So, you know.
Caroline didn't let him either. So, there you go.
So then, this is also a hilarious moment. So, Andy asks Riley and Tyler, so, like, what did you guys see in each other? And Tyler goes, her eyes. And he gestures, like, her boobs. And she just goes, he's so stupid.
Yeah, he really is.
She's just like, what a stupid, stupid person.
Yeah, he's really an idiot. And she's like, and then we're going to go bang. You know?
It's yeah.
Like, so Andy's like, so when Riley got dumped by Tyler, you know, and then she saw on TV that he said he didn't like the fact that she's trying to forge herself onto his life or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, first of all, I didn't have a notebook that I was, like, writing down his name over and over, and that's different. And he didn't have a plan. He just said sailboat. That's not a plan. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I was writing Mrs. Riley Rowland. I was writing Mrs. Riley Rowland. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got it. Got it.
And he's like, yeah, well, my plan has always been to own a sailboat that flies around putting out dragon fires. And I can't have anyone else on that journey with me, Andy.
We're working on it through all my 20s. I'm like, you're 24. Is it 24 or something like that?
Yeah.
All my 20s, my lifelong dream, a boat. Mm. Me, open water. I was like, there was no idea. It's just like you said, he wanted a sailboat. Yeah. There wasn't even a business plan. There was nothing.
Yeah. So then they ask if Ashton felt that Adrian was competition for him. And Ashton's like, listen, game is game. And they're like, women aren't games.
Yeah. I also liked also when Riley and Tyler were talking about their relationship, and Kate's like, listen, it's semantics, okay? Tell us all the time. You caught feelings. You want to hit and quit it. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. I know. Tell us all this time is Beauty and the Beast, okay?
Yeah.
Which is which? Yeah. Good. I need to get this version of the movie cemented in my head. Which is which? Because they're both beauties and they're both kind of beasts. Okay, it could go either way. I mean, personally, I'd rather see Riley around a house of dancing dishes because I know she'd get mad and just start breaking them one by one. And then we'd see like dish, you know, like slaughter,
just like
which I'm
massacred,
into.
Like teapots and like.
She's like, BR, get it, BR, get it. BR. Yes, sir.
BR. Kate, I just want to hear Kate do Disney covers. Hello, bonjour. Bonjour. Whatever.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour.
I can share the world. Shining ship is splendid. Yeah.
Guess I'll read a book.
A whole new world. It's like a whole new world.
Why is that candle talking to me? Didn't we fire Carol? Caroline? Hey,
under
hey,
the sea.
Stick. Sorry about
under
your
the
herpes.
Sea. That's where Caroline will be.
Okay, so kiss then we get to this. Is this where we get to the guy who saved Ashton's life?
Well, there's like a moment of like before that. There's like, what's your biggest regret, and what are you doing now? So
I regret that Caroline has herpes. So, but also, I have a charity store that is a nonprofit, and they just cut her off.
They just cut away. But it's like, yeah, like how dare they like promote a charity?
God forbid they promote a woman abuse charity.
Yeah, like by all means, let's promote like Porsche's hot dog man and Cynthia Bailey's eyewear and some beer cheese that will never happen. Yeah. But like a nonprofit, like no, there's no time for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, like Adrian's like, yeah, I regret that I was like not more mindful of people and that my, you know, that my jokes just didn't land more because you know I really had some great semen material that I just never really got to. So that's too bad.
I mean, at the time, I felt like it was too easy of a joke, but yeah. I'm regretting not whipping it out now because, you know, when else am I going to use that?
And it's like, Tyler, he's like, no regrets. Yeah. Call me Throttle.
I'll tell you who's got regrets. Fires. Fires have regrets when they see me coming.
Josiah's like, I regret how I handled Caroline's exit. I could have been more biting.
I could have played better music at her door. Possibly.
I should have played Annie Lennox.
And then Ross is like, I suppose I regret trying to kiss anyone and everyone and not being able to recall those moments. I was like, oh, that's, you know, you're pretty convenient with that whole, like, I totally am like a sexual harasser too, but I don't remember, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this?
And you know what I thought was interesting was that Ashton now, he's currently working for a family in Atlanta as like a private trainer and security and some other things. I'm like, you're like fucking the mom, right? Like that's what
totally.
You're doing, right? Yes. Like that's what your role is. Pool boy, private trainer, security. Like
I wrote like, down he's fucking Kim Zolciak now, basically.
Like it's, yes, we understand how this works.
Yeah. So that now then we get, Andy's like, well, I have a surprise. It's the guy who saved Ashton's life. And the cameraman, Brett, comes out.
They cut to the corner. I was hoping that Joao would come out just still crying.
Ajit Pai is bailed in.
Yeah, so Brent comes out. Bear hugs. Lots of bear hugs happen. And, you know, Ashton's, like, sitting next to this guy. He's like, he's my real-life hero. I mean, Ross is my blowjob hero, and this is my real-life hero, if you know what I'm saying.
Think of all the people that I can save now that he saved first by saving me. I'm like, okay, you guys, enough. Thank you, Brett. Thanks for all your hard work. And then Brett, but leave. And then Brett's like, well, it's not just me. You know, I'm getting all the credit, but I have to thank Riley for calling it in, the captain for stopping the boat, Sean Penn, love Cuba. Love Cuba.
The Sea Slug. Great work. Great work.
The lighting people. I see you up there. You guys are just as important as everyone else on that boat.
Don Cheadle.
Tuna fish.
Big fan.
In general. Love tuna fish. It's in the sea. Okay.
People who are tunas that are alive, people tunas that are in the can. I like them all. You are all welcome at my house.
I was like, enough, Brett. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not here to watch you like accept an Academy Award. Get the fuck off the stage, okay? I want to go back to talk about regrets. That's like my favorite part of the show.
And Andy is trying to make Ashton cry so badly. Because Andy's like, So you have anything you want to say to Brent, Ashton? He's like, well, like I've always told him, he's a stud. Anything else about how you almost died and you saw your life flashing between your eyes? He's a stud. All right, we're going to try this one more time. Remember how you were seconds away from dying, and if it weren't for this guy, you would be dead. You would be a ghost at this reunion. Anything you want to say? He's a stud. And he's like, damn it.
And that brings us to the end of a Below Deck season. Wow, guys. Yeah. And guess what? The world is going to change, because I was thinking, what are we going to do now that Below Deck is gone? How are we going to survive this? Where are we going to go? What are we going to talk about? The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, motherfuckers? Because that's what's next.
But before we actually wrap up this episode, and by the way, I missed that entire thing, that entire bit at the end. That was actually Lee who was talking to Brent, saying like, Lee was the one who said he's a stud. And then Brent was like,
I enjoyed your version
fine.
Better.
It was fine.
The minute Brett started like his wah-wah, I was like, bye-bye.
But before we end this episode, guess what? We have a listener spotlight. Spotlight. Were you able to hear that, Ronnie?
I sure was.
Okay, good. So this one is coming from one of our favorite people. She is an avid follower of the podcast. She's always very active in our Google Hangouts. It's Miss Lorianne Cummins. Hold on. Here we go.
Hi, guys. It's Lori, otherwise known as LAC. How are you?
Hi.
So happy to have a chance to talk with you. I am looking so forward to seeing you guys in D.C. again. We have VIP tickets, and I'm bringing my hubby. He's always happiest, he says, when he hears me laughing upstairs, which is a lot. You guys have been nothing but a source of joy in my life for a number of years now. I first started listening to you all, actually reading you all, once the B-side blog with Ben and his very funny pictorials of the housewife recaps, and Ronnie when he was flippant at one of the TV gas sites. I sent you a picture of a bakery in D.C. called Flip It, and you were sweet enough to write back to me. And I, of course, listened to every episode of the podcast since it first came out, and Matt was there clutching the pearls. I'm a big fan of the shows. I mean, I always said I like watching them because I can always point to them to my daughter and say, look, I'm not as idiotic as these women are, so there you go. Yeah. We get a big laugh. We do bond a bit over Vanderpump Rules, go around the house and saying, Jinx, and all that stuff. But I want you to know that how much you guys have meant to me. You've made some very dark periods and very strange adjustments in my life a lot easier. And I think I'm so proud of you both, what you've done and moving along your careers and bringing so much joy and happiness to everybody across this country. We are big, huge fans and always will be. Anyway, that's all about me. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. And love you both so much.
Love you, Lori Ann. Love you.
Bye, Lori.
We'll see you in D.C., sucker.
Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that. If you want to do Crappin Spotlight, go to patreon.com/watchforcrap and sign up at the Crappin Spotlight level. And you know, every so often I put up a post being like, send us your submissions. And we love playing it. We love hearing about our listeners. It's really cool. It's great to get to know you guys too, because all you do is hear us talk. So every now and then it's nice to hear you guys talk. So thanks so much for sending that in, Lori. And we have a few more that we have over the next few weeks.
We love you, Lori. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. We will be traveling the next couple of days. So our next shows will be live shows in Dallas, Texas. Get your tickets for Friday night. Saturday sold out. We cannot wait to see you guys. We're doing Jersey on Friday, and then we're doing Dallas on Saturday. So we will talk to
episode
you.
5 of season 1.
Season 1, episode 5, yeah. We love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.